Hey, the Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Song of Solomon, chapter number 6. This is a book made up of love songs. And yet the spiritual part of it is so real and so good, so deep and precious. I'm not a real deep preacher, so y'all know that, but there's some deep thoughts in this, but there's some great thoughts in this that come out to you so in such reality. We'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. Let's read our verse first. Chapter 6 and verse 13, stand please. Return, O Shulamite, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were, a company of two armies. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for every godly mother here today. Thank you for those mothers, Lord, that we many times take for granted, that have taken care of us and cared for their children, loved their children. Thank you for that mother's love. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that those are here today in the house of God. I pray you bless them and help them and encourage them and strengthen them. But Lord, we thank you for everyone that's here today. I pray for those that are going through difficult times, and then we know some of our people are going through difficult times. Some are here today that are sick and been sick, and but they put forth the effort to get to the house of God on this day. I pray you bless them and help them. I pray today for Brother Smiley Gilbert in a special way. Lord, I know that he's going through a difficult time, and pray for him. We pray for Brother Mark and Brother Bob and all of our people that's going through difficult times. But Father, I pray now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit may work in our hearts, touch our lives. You know those who are unsaved, those who are here that's saved, now the will of God. But I pray this morning, Lord, you'd help us get beyond ourselves and forget about ourselves. And I pray for a divine touch of God be upon us, Lord. I realize today, as much as I did the day you called me, that I need God to help me. Lord, I cannot do this by myself. I stand in the place, Lord, where I need a divine touch, a Holy Ghost touch. And I pray in Jesus' name, you take the word of God, speak to hearts, deal with lives, and have your way, magnify yourself and get glory, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak on this subject today. What will you see in the Shulamite? And that question is asked in verse number 13. Now, in the book of Song of Solomon, I already told you a book of songs of love songs, but it also speaks of the Lord Jesus and the church. And I realize the fact that there's many interpretations of this book. Much has been said about it, and books have been written about it. But overall, I read this book and I see the bridegroom and the bride. I see the church and I see the Lord Jesus Christ and some realities that are made manifest in this book and how sweet they are. And by the way, Jesus with his church is a love story anyhow. For God so loved the world that our brother talked about a while ago. God loved us and wooed us and drove us. You remember when you was going for your wife and before you got married, how you wooed her, loved her, and you did things you don't do now. I figured the women all say amen to that. But anyway, that's how God does his church. He loves us and woos us and brings us in. If you're here lost today, God loves you and he'll woo you and draw you unto himself that you might be saved and born in the family of God. So this is so so prevalent, I think, in this book. And in seeing it, you see Solomon as going out into the field with the shepherds, dressed as a shepherd, not as a king, but as a shepherd, and meeting a woman out there that was working in the fields and shepherding too, and he they got to talking and fell in love. She didn't know that he was a king. She didn't know who he was, but she knew that she longed for him. I'm going to try today to share just some thoughts with you concerning this, and I pray God to help us as we do so, and I pray God to help us make the right applications and use the Word of God as we should. And I pray God speak to your heart and deal with your lives. A lot of things to be said about mothers and faithfulness of mothers and mother's love and a virtuous woman and all of that. All that is good and proper and precious in his place. Wasn't what God laid on my heart today. And so we'll try to obey God and just let God do what he wants to do. I want you to look at this Shunammite for a minute and look at her sinfulness. That's a good place to start, because every one of us have been sinful. Every one of us are sinful. Every one of us have a sin nature. Every one of us came in the world born in sin. Amen. And none of us come in right with God. And we all have to have a Savior. So she said this in chapter 1. By the way, keep your Bibles open in Song of Solomon. We'll be going back and forth. It is not chronological in the book of Song of Solomon. And so it'll go back and forth with us. Look at verse number 6 in chapter 1. Look not upon me because I am black, because the sun hath looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Here she is, and she's confessing that she's been rejected by her own, and that she's been put out there in the field, and that the sun has darkened her skin. And she has been in bondage working. Undoubtedly, she seemed to be the only daughter of that family, and the brothers seemingly took advantage of that and put her to work and labor. And by the way, let me just plug this in right here. Christianity, as we know it, and not just Christianity of the world, but real Christianity, has done more to liberate women than any other thing has. In the Middle East, women are property, not people. Amen. We believe that women are godly souls that need to be treated like such. And God put a man in a certain place, a woman in a certain place, but man's no better than the woman is. Amen. So those that know God have helped women do much. This thing that's going today about women and has gone years gone by, that's not what we're talking about. Best freedom women can have is have a godly husband. Amen. Live in a godly home and be active in church and raise your children for God. Hallelujah. How much freer could you be than that? Praise God. That's good. Good preaching, preacher. Anyway, she'd been out there in the field, and she'd been working hard, and the sun had made her darkened her skin, and she said, look at me. And she said, I'm not anything to look at. I've been made to labor, and probably her hands were blistered and tired and rough up, and she didn't have such thing as makeup, and she didn't have any kind of dress up. She just out there and laboring, as it were, as a slave. Did you know the devil, before we got saved, he had us out there laboring in his field, and that we were in bondage unto him, and we couldn't help ourselves. We couldn't get out of it. He had authority over us. You say, preacher, I've never been saved, but I'm not going to let the devil have authority over me. The very fact that you're not saved proves that he's got authority over you. If he didn't have you, come to run unto Jesus. Amen. Why would anybody labor in the field of the devil and be lost and going to hell when they could come to Jesus and get saved and go to heaven? Why would anybody do that that wasn't blinded by sin, blinded by the devil, and bondaged by the devil, and kept there by the devil? But I'm glad, praise God, there is a way out, and can't hardly wait to get there. But I'm telling you right now, you that are unsaved, without God, you're in bondage. And may God help you today to see that. I one day was in bondage. One day you were in bondage that are saved. You remember that time? when you were in bondage and you was out there and sin had blackened your life and you didn't have any hope and there you were and she was felt trapped in that situation. And there's some here today, you feel trapped in your situation. But let me tell you, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. Now, I want you to show the sin offering. Look in chapter 1, verse 17. Chapter 1 and verse number 17. The beams of our house are cedar and our rafters are fir. I'm just using that verse because it talks about the house and being the wood that's in it. But notice verse chapter 2. First few verses I'm reading just because they're beautiful. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Now I want you to hold that verse in your mind. I sat down under that apple tree and said the fruit was my delight and was sweet to my taste. Now I want you to look with me, if you would please, in chapter 8 and verse number 5. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There's that apple tree again. There my mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth that bare thee. Now I realize today that the dogwood tree is by tradition the tree that Jesus, wood that Jesus crucified on. And I'll be honest with you, the Bible does not say what kind of wood it was. And so we'll let that go at that. But apple trees is mentioned here twice and said she sat down on the fruit of it. And here she said that she was under that apple tree where she was brought forth. I could not help but think about the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know where I was born again. Amen. The first time I got born on the backside of Marion, Virginia, backside of Hungry Mother Lake in an old house. My dad was in the CC camp, and I got born in that house, but I know where I got born again one day under the cross of Calvary. Amen. I'm glad for the cross. Praise God. Jesus died for my sin, paid my price. And you all remember the story of that Susan, whatever her name was, that put her children in a car and ran it in the lake. You remember that? Happened a few years ago. Y'all remember that? And she said somebody made her get out of the car and took her car. When I first heard that, I looked at my wife. I said, there's something wrong with that story. Any true mother would never let anybody take her children. They'd have to kill her first before they would. Any true mother would fight like a wildcat to keep their children. Amen. Any mother here is worth the salt goes in her bread. If somebody tried to make her get out of the car and take her children, she'd fight. They'd have to kill her, knock her out, do something. But she wasn't even hurt. She just stepped out of the car and let her. I know that story don't add up. I'm glad, praise God, one loved me so much that he wouldn't leave Calvary for me either. He wouldn't step down off the cross. They said, if thou be the Christ, come down. He wouldn't come down. Why? Because he loved me. He wanted to stay there because he loved me. He despised the shame of the cross, but oh, he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. And what was that joy? To save sinners. Hallelujah. I'm glad, praise God, he came to save sinners. Here's what this Shunammite's saying, I got born under the tree, and I said he was like an apple tree and had fruit under it, and said, I got to eating that fruit, and I want to tell you right now, I found something under the cross of Calvary. At the cross where I saw the light. Amen. I'm glad at the cross where I got saved and born in the family of God, I found salvation. Amen. I mean freedom. I got set free. I'm glad today, praise God, I'm free indeed. If the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. Under the tree, I got tired, and I got to eating on that fruit, and I found it sweet to my taste. Hallelujah. I used to look for life, tried to find life. I wanted to know what it was about. Why did I exist? What was my purpose on earth and what was going on? And all that stuff, I was raised and taught where I come from. I was raised and taught about the Lord, but somehow It didn't sink in my heart just right for a while. But oh, one day I got saved at the cross. And when I did, I got under that cross. And thank God, under that cross, I found justification, just like I never sinned. I found a dose of mercy under there. Hallelujah. I deserved to go to hell. And God said, I'll keep you out of hell. I found a dose of grace, really, a good dose of it. And tasted sweet. Said, I'll take you to heaven. You don't deserve it. But I'll save you and birth you in the family of God. It was at the cross, thank God, I got set free. I'm glad for the cross. Under the tree, I found that sweetness of I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I found the sweetness that I'm with you all the way. I found that sweetness under the tree of joy and love and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and kindness and hallelujah. The fruit got sweet. You say, apple tree don't have all that. The tree I'm talking about did, amen. At the cross it did. I thank God for that cross. As things happen, things come to pass. We need to forgive and let go and live our lives for the glory of God. We need, God loved us so much, forgave us so much, and I ought to went to hell, ought to be burning in hell right now. But God set me free, and I found it under the tree. Amen. I'm glad here the Shunammite. What do you see in the Shunammite? See her darkness. She's been dark out there laboring, but she met somebody. She met a shepherd, and hallelujah. And one day I met a shepherd too, thank God, and I praise God for it. Now I want you to look at knowing the sinfulness and the sin offering, but thank God for the sanctification. You said sanctification, how do you get that? Well, look in chapter 1, verse 7 with me. Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou firest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. But here the Shunammite has met this shepherd man. And she said, what am I going to do? He said, where am I going to go now? I've been under the apple tree. I've been there. But where am I going to go now? He said, follow the flock. Follow the footsteps. See where they're going. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all hang on right here. Amen. The flock always follows the shepherd. You've heard story after story about sheep being out there and the shepherd walk out and call out and they'd all come to him. They know their shepherd by name. And Jesus said, I know him, my sheep by name. Amen. He said over in John 10:27, said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Hallelujah. Anybody that's ever really got saved, they follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Where's that flock of going? Hey, you look around and don't look around trying to find the hypocrite in the church. Find you somebody that loves God. Find somebody that knows God. Somebody knows how to pray. Somebody that reads the Bible. Somebody faithful. Find you somebody and follow their footsteps. See where they're going. You'll find they're going down to the house of God. They're going out to tell somebody about Jesus. And they're going out there and they're helping people. And they go put roofs on houses. And they're out there doing what God had them to do. And they're helping somebody find the Lord Jesus Christ as they're saved. I say hallelujah. You say, and somebody mentioned to me this morning about didn't have to go to church to be saved. And that's absolutely right. You don't have to go to church to be saved. You can be saved outside the church. But if you ever get saved, ever get born in the family of God, I believe you'll want to go to the house of God. Amen. How in the world can anybody want to go to heaven where they're going to be shouting and praising God and looking to Jesus and hearing all the glories over there and not want to go to the house of God? Amen. I want to go somewhere where there's some life in it and somewhere where you have some glory and somewhere where they praise God, somewhere where you can go in and say, hallelujah, it's good to be in the house of God. And preach and tell me about it. Amen. And thank God. I'm glad, praise God, that we are separated people unto God. Amen. We're not like the world. We're wonders about it. The fact is, this world today thinks we are the problem. They think that's what's wrong with America, us Bible-thumping people. And I want you to know we're the only hope America has, amen. It's people that love God, love the Word of God, not ashamed of it, and get in there and do something for God, amen. That's the only hope we have. And so I'm glad to be identified with that crowd that loves God, that crowd that goes to church all the time, and that crowd that just gets in there and serves God and loves God, amen. I'm glad to be identified with that crowd of missionaries that holds out their hand, you know. I'm kidding, brother. He don't hold out his hand, he gets in his, hold out his pocket. But anyway, no, they are trying to get to the field and do something for God, and I say hallelujah. I'm glad for every missionary, every man of God that's out there serving God, every woman of God out there serving God, I'm glad for them, amen. I praise God it's real today, and I say thank God for the reality. Was that a shoe of mine? What can you see in the shoe of mine? You can see her. Well, she's trying to find out where should I go? What should I do? And how should I act? And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 says, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I say hallelujah. You ever been saved? You ever really been saved and got made a new creature in Christ? And not only that, you remember the three wise men? We know them three wise men. I don't know how many men. But anyway, they had three gifts. But you remember them? They came to worship Jesus. And they went in the house and worshiped him. Went in a manger. They went in the house and worshiped him. But left their gifts. But you know what? God warned them and said, now when you leave and go a different way. Don't go back the same way you come. Yeah, that's how you are when you get saved. You ever meet Jesus, you want to go another way. Amen. Ain't another road to walk. Ain't another path to follow. Ain't another way to live. Amen. It's not the same old stuff anymore. It's not drinking out of the same bottle. Amen. It's not acting the same way. It's not having the same old hatred and that kind of thing in your heart. It's having the love of God fill you and use you for his glory. I say hallelujah for the Lord Jesus Christ. How precious he is. She thought he's just a shepherd. She fell in love with him. Said, what do I do now? He said, just follow the flock and go down there beside the tents of the shepherds. I'm glad for the tents of the shepherds. Amen. God didn't call man to preach just to have him something to do. He called him to help people so they come to the house of God and get fed. God told Peter, feed the flock. Feed the flock. Amen. I love trying to feed the flock. I want you to look with me and think about this. In 1:8, back to 1 again. 1:8, if thou know not, O thou fairest among women, he's talking to her kindly, gently, go thy way, forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. Mothers, you not only need to read your Bible to your children, you not only need to teach them what's right and what's wrong. Before I ever got saved, I knew that you ought not to steal. I knew better. My mom and dad would tear me up for that. I knew better than lie. They'd tear me up for that. I knew better than all that. But I tell you, mothers, that's good and well that you do that. But you need to lead your kids. Now, they're talking about the flock. I know that. But your kids, we call them kids, your children, need to lead them down there by the shepherd's tents. They need to know who the man of God is. They need to respect the man of God. They need to have a love. Well, boy, I tell you what blesses my heart. These little old children run up and hug my leg, look up at me. I believe that's memories those little old children keep all their life. These young folk around here know that I love them. And they, some of them will go out and say, preacher, I love you. Did you know what? That'll help them. I'm not saying anything good about me, but a place that God put me. And when they do that, they don't know what it does to me to help me. But God said, take them down there by the shepherd's tents. Let them get close to them. Let them hear what he's got to say. And those little children can get some help. Thank God, mamas, that you brought your children to church. But if you're here and you don't bring your children to church, I encourage you to do so. Then if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, today my heart's cry is that you'll come to know Christ. There's a lot more I want to say about that shoe and mite, but I can't say it this morning. God said that's enough. And so we'll quit here. But I want you to think about it. Are you saved? Do you really know Christ? If you had to meet God right now, could you meet him? Say, it's all right. Then are you separated and living for God? Your life down by the shepherd's tents. You're following the flock down there where God is. You're letting God help you. You're letting God do what he wants to do. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we have to be like that Shulamite. Meet the shepherd, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you speak to every heart of every person in this house. Lord, thank you. These came out today. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to be in the house of God. Thank you for all the mothers. Thank you for the dads and the children. And Father, right now I pray in Jesus' name. This one cried out and said she's blackened by the sun. She out there in the field. She was in as a slave, as a laborer. Lord, the devil is a hard taskmaster. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I pray today the Holy Ghost would work in hearts. People here not saved would cry out, what must I do to be saved? Lord Jesus, that they'd hear back, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Father, I pray in Jesus' name they'll come. I pray children will come, young people will come, moms and dads will come, people that need to get right with God, maybe been saved now the will of God, I pray they'll come. But Lord, speak to every heart. To do that, you'd have us to do in Jesus' name. Amen.